Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett, CorbettReport.com. It's the 13th of March, 2013, here in Japan. Today, I am joined on the line from the United States by Larry Pinkney of BlackCommentator.com. And for those of you out there who, those few out there in the audience who don't know Larry, I certainly hope you will check out his work. He's always writing interesting and informative articles there. So, Larry, thank you so much for joining us today on the program.
Thank you very, very much for having me. I'm delighted and honored to be your guest.
Well, it is a delight and an honor to have you here for sure. And for those few people in the audience who might not be acquainted with you and your background, why don't you tell them a little bit about who you are and where you come from?
Well, in a nutshell, I'm a veteran of the Black Panther Party, the original Black Panther Party, which was, you know, formed in October 1966. I am a former political prisoner, took my case to the United Nations and won. I did that from prison. I'm the former co-chair of the San Francisco Black Caucus. It goes on and on and on. The point is that I believe in everyday black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. Okay, I believe in everyday ordinary people. That's where the power lies. Currently, I write and have been writing for some time, quite some time, for Black Commentator, the Black Commentator, that's blackcommentator.com, and I'm associate editor of the Intrepid Report, which is intrepidreport.com, and you can find all of my writings on Black Activists Writers Guild. That's Black Activists WG, right online, blackactivistwg.org. And you can find everything there. So, again, I believe strongly in the need to get information out there, and I believe even stronger in the need to be critical thinkers. And I thank you for having me today.
Well, it's great to have a fellow like-minded critical thinker on board and to talk about a really important subject that doesn't get a lot of attention even in the alternative press. So let's turn our spotlight to an interesting article you wrote recently that appeared on blackcommentator.com on February 21st of this year, calling out the misleaders of the phony progressives and the fake U.S. left. And just reading a little section from that, you write, for example, quote, everyday ordinary black, white, brown, red, and yellow people today remain the victims of corporate hegemony, deepening economic austerity, social injustice, and perpetual U.S. wars. Just as importantly, however, knee-jerk liberals, many so-called progressives, and much of the left in this nation brazenly continue to show their hypocrisy and utter lack of principles as they support the unjust, amoral, and indefensible policies of Barack Obama at home and abroad. That's absolutely spot on, in my opinion, Larry. So tell us a little bit about where you were coming from with this article and what this is about.
Well, where I'm coming from, James, is that if we're going to be for real, then let's truly be for real. In other words, we need to dispense with the what I call the fake left-right paradigm in the United States. You know, i.e. Democrat-Republican parties, because they both feed from the same trough, okay, like pigs. And we need to understand that our struggle, that is to say the people's struggle, everyday black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, our struggle is to pursue justice, social, economic, and political justice for ourselves, for our own interests, and that's the interest of the vast majority of humanity, not only in the United States, but throughout the world, including Japan, where I have a number of friends. The where I'm coming from is that we need to stop being, and I'm saying we, now I come out of the so-called left in the United States, all right? And we need to stop being hypocrites. You know, there were hundreds of thousands, if not more, people who righteously protested against the outrageous actions by the G.W. Bush regime. However, these same people, or many of them, if not most of them, have become deafeningly silent about not only what Obama has done in terms of carrying on these Bush-Cheney policies, but the fact that Obama has expanded these policies. And let me be specific. I'm talking specifically about the drone missiles, where he's killing at will people in other countries, at will, just killing them. And that includes infants, babies, women, children, men, old and young. I'm also talking about the NDAA section, provision 1021 of the NDAA, where Obama has the power to in fact kill U.S. citizens, which he has done, quite frankly, whether people know it or not, he's done it abroad. But he can kill them now, or kill us now, on U.S. soil. And probably it has been done before, but it has become legally codified by the Obama regime. And, you know, I'm just naming a few things as to the outrageous atrocities that this man is commit. This man and his minions, he's by no means alone, they are committing against everyday ordinary people of this nation and of the world. So when we think of the NDAA, when we think of the kill list, his infamous kill list, every Tuesday deciding who am I going to kill today, when we think of the fact that Obama approximately 5 years ago received, most undeservedly received, the Nobel Peace Prize. Think about that, folks, the Nobel Peace Prize, and yet he's a warmongering president, probably the most warmongering president that this nation has ever had. We need to get real. We need to be honest. We need to step out and say no more of this insanity.
Well, Larry, the strangest part about all of this is, if 5 years ago you had said to the Democrats, the diehard, dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, that they would be supporting presidential kill lists and the right for the president to declare a war, as in Libya, without even going to Congress, and all of the other craziness that Obama is 100% signed up to, they would have laughed in your face for suggesting that they would go along with it. But here we are, and there they are, supporting this. How do we arrive at that spot? How do people get so completely turned around in their ideology that they support the very things they always decried in the previous Republican administration?
Well, you know, I wrote an article called in the Black Commentator, and it was picked up worldwide, called Barack Obama and the Euphoria of Madness. And this came out way back 5 years ago. Barack Obama and the Euphoria of Madness. Just Google it. It'll come up. And in that article, I pointed out that we could expect worse. Now, we're talking 5 years ago, okay, from Obama, because, quite frankly, the systemic power brokers saw him and still currently see him as their best hope for continuing this barrage of insanity, manipulation, and control of everyday people. And, you know, the Democrats, so-called Democrats, i.e. the Democratic Party, Big D, Democratic Party, are really, and I repeat this, they are feeding from precisely the same trough as the Republicans. The difference is only a difference in perception. You see, Obama was important to install, because what better way to control, manipulate, and emaciate people than to put the so-called first black, so-called black, and I say so-called because black is more than color, it's a state of mind. So to put the first so-called black president in the United States, as president of the United States, to do what? To pursue not only the same policies of his predecessors, but far, far worse. That's how we are and why we are here today, coupled with the word hypocrisy. And I say it again and again, hypocrisy. It is hypocrisy on the part of the so-called Democrats. It is hypocrisy on the part of the so-called progressives. It is hypocrisy on the part of the much of the so-called left and in the United States. And I want to be clear about this. I am talking primarily about the so-called leadership, not everyday people. Everyday people have been, as Malcolm X repeatedly said before they assassinated him, bamboozled. We must stop being bamboozled and become critical thinkers.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I think, I hope at any rate that my audience understands the problem at this point, because it's something that I've been pointing out for years now, that this is a fake left-right paradigm that pits people against each other when they don't need to be pitted against each other and stops them from thinking about the real problems and issues that we have in our society. So the question is, if that is the problem, what is the solution? How do we break through the mental barriers that people have put up along the line of this left-right divide, and how do we get them realizing that they're actually on the same team?
Numero uno, as my comrade brothers and sisters, Chicanos and Chicanas would say, number one, numero uno, we begin with ourselves. We begin by understanding that the corporate stream media, particularly in the United States, ABC, CBS, and PBS, okay, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They are nothing more than propaganda arms of the power elite of the system. We must, one, create our own everyday people's media. We must look to that media and not only look to it, but be an integral part of that everyday people's media. Tell our own story. In other words, tell our own narrative. We know what we're going through. The joblessness, the homelessness. The United States has the largest rate of imprisonment, incarceration in the world, bar none, in the world. The torture that goes on in U.S. prisons, I call them U.S. gulags. Believe me, I know. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. And so we begin in our own minds by saying, wait a minute, we must stop giving any legitimacy whatsoever to the corporate stream media. We must stop. Number two, we must do as Joe Hill, the famous activist, the late Joe Hill, many years ago, said, we must stop mourning. It's not about mourning and holding our heads down. No, it's about organizing. It's about reaching out to each other, dispensing with these fake left-right paradigm labels, and struggling together, collectively, for our common interests as everyday, ordinary people. You know, as Malcolm X said, and I refer to Malcolm many times because when I was in prison, it was his words that inspired me to take my case, self-author my case to the UN that I ultimately won, the United Nations Human Rights Committee. My point is this, that we have to understand that the power and the responsibility for this insanity rests with us, everyday black, white, brown, red, and yellow people in this country and throughout Mother Earth, throughout the world. So those are two beginning points that we can do immediately. We don't have to wait for any. We can do that immediately because it begins with ourselves.
Well, once again, that's a message that will resonate with my listeners, because it's something that I try to stress as much as possible, that the answers start with yourself and with what you can do with the people around you, rather than looking to some sort of outside force to come to your aid to help you. I think people have to start acting and trust that it will make a difference. So in your own work, obviously you are moving in these leftist and progressive circles. You've been talking and writing about this for some time now. What kind of response do you get when you talk to some of your leftist friends about this idea?
It's very interesting that you would ask that question. Thank you. Well, I'm going to be blunt. I can't help myself. I have to be blunt. The reality is that my quote-unquote leftist friends who are honest with themselves say to me, my brother, Larry, I'm so glad you are putting this out there, okay? And I turn around and I say to them, thank you so much. I want you to put it out there. You need to put it out there. We, this is not an I or me thing. This is a we thing, okay? So that's the majority of the responses that I get. On the other hand, there are those who say to me, Larry, You don't say that. And I say, why? And they say, well, you can't say that. And I say, well, why? Why can't I say that? Is it the truth? Well, yeah, it's the truth. But, you know, this guy is the first black president. And I ask them, you know, have they ever heard of Mobutu, the murderer of the country formerly known as Zaire? Have they ever heard of Idi Amin? What difference does the pigmentation of the skin have to do with truth? Okay, so I'm giving you both sides, or when I say both sides, not both sides really so much as both kinds of responses. I am determined, I remain determined, James, to push the truth, okay, to push the truth. People have good common sense, but we have been brainwashed to think that, oh, somebody else knows better than we. Who would know better than we? The suffering people who go through this, who experience every single day the suffering and struggle economically, politically, and socially that we go through. Who would know better than us? The blood-sucking power elite or us? Obviously, the answer is everyday people. So that's the response that I get.
Well, it is good to hear that this idea is out there and that it is getting more attention. And I think it will continue to do so as the second term of Obama just continues to mount some of these abuses on top of each other. And hopefully we can start breaking through this wall and start uniting some of these people who have been divided for much too long along these silly left-right lines. So, Larry, anything else that you'd like to leave the listeners with today before we go?
Well, I just want to say that I'm extremely delighted to be on your magnificent program. Many, many, many people in the United States, and I'm sure elsewhere, but many, many people in the United States pay a great deal of attention to the Corbett Report. So thank you, James Corbett. It is appreciated. And as we said back in the day, all power to the people, black, white, brown, red, and yellow people, all people, because the power and the responsibility ultimately rests with us.
Excellent. Well, that's a good and empowering message, and I certainly hope people will take it to heart. Larry, thank you so much again for your time today. I hope this is the first of many more conversations to come.
Thank you. Please take care. Beware. Stay strong. Thank you again. It is deeply appreciated.